Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? In the season's worst conditions, winter tires are a game changer. They elevate traction, control, and confidence. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to your one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox, and myself, Brady Quinn. Make sure you catch us live weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern or 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Guys, we'll be back tomorrow. It is the 4th of July. Welcome in. Happy 4th. Many of you not working, so you're listening to us on the way to, I don't know, what you're doing. It's early in the morning. It's 7 a.m. on the East Coast. It's 6 where I happen to be in Nashville. And that pretty much tells you where Jeff and I are. Jeff Schwartz with me. He's on Twitter at Jeff Schwartz. I'm at JMAR Radio. Fox Sports Radio here with you for the next couple of hours. So I saw this just a little while ago, and it was a comment from the Chancellor of LSU, Michael Martin, back in 2011.
Yeah.
And at the time, it sounded ridiculous. But he said back, I guess it would have been 11 years ago now, I think we could ultimately end up with two conferences, one called ESPN and one called Fox. And now we're looking, I think, increasingly towards two super leagues in the sport, Jeff. And obviously, this one's very close to you, very close to your heart. We talked to you on Friday. I talked to you on Friday. And you never really heard you sound down before. Dude, you were bummed. Like, you were, we were going to send you a drink. We were going to send you a bottle or something after you appeared with us in Nashville. Because it's just like, my gosh, man. Like, we didn't realize it. Now I started thinking about it. It's just like, well, dude, you're Pac-12 through and through. You're from Cali. Yeah. You've worked with the Pac-12 Network. You know so many people in that group. And this felt like, to me, when you lose two flagship members like USC and UCLA, I'm not sure what the conference is at that point.
Well, it's no longer. That's the problem. And this has been years in the making. It's funny you mentioned 2011 because, you know, that's when kind of conference expansion sort of started to happen, but sort of didn't happen. If you go all the way back to 2010 now, right, Larry Scott, the former commissioner of the Pac-12 Conference, who is going to get a lot of the blame on what's happening right now, he tried to expand with Texas and Oklahoma, if you recall. They went through, it was supposed to be the Pac-10 to the Pac-16. They were going to add Texas, the Oklahoma schools, you know, Utah, and then Colorado, and one more to make it 16 schools, okay? Maybe it was even A&M, I don't know. But they were going to add, and they were very close. It was reported on social media. Texas is going to the Pac-10 conference, okay? Texas then said, hey, we want to start the Longhorn Network. We do not want to be a part of the Pac-12 network. And the Pac-12 said, that's not good enough for us, not going to happen. And that's why it did not happen, essentially. That's a shorter version of it. So this was a situation where the Pac-10 was actually ahead of the curve. The Pac-10 tried to get Oklahoma and Texas in their conference, but did not budge on the Longhorn Network. Looking back, obviously, you'd say, fine, have your own network. We'll put the other 15 teams on Pac-12 Network and we'll survive, right? Didn't happen that way. And lo and behold, now we're moving toward the two-conference system. Excuse me. And what is driving this, as you mentioned, is Fox and ESPN, right? ESPN owns the SEC. ESPN has a great deal with the ACC conference right now. And then Fox has the Big Ten, has half of the Pac-12, which is up for a new deal anyways in 2 years. And adding Los Angeles to the new Big Ten deal, which is coming up soon. And this is why this is happening now, is because they're negotiating a new TV contract. So you have Chicago, you have New York, you have Los Angeles now as part of your your area where people are watching Big Ten football. And just adding those markets increases the value of your TV deal. And for a Pac-12 school like UCLA and USC, you know, you're getting like $20 million a year from the Pac-12. It's going to go up probably with a new TV deal, but not to $100 million, which is what the Big Ten reportedly is going to get. So I understand from a financial perspective, if you're USC, and the ironic part about this is USC feels, at least what the reports are, they felt like kind of the Pac-12, you know, didn't really come to them and say, hey, man, how can we kind of make this work? And, you know, we'll cut you different, you know, a different part of the revenue stream. They haven't been good for 10 years. Like, they didn't,
at least
the conference was carried by Oregon. Like, Oregon mm-hmm. carried the conference for the last 10 years. They've had more, obviously, playoff appearances, more BCS bowls. They haven't won a championship. I get that. But the last time USC won a championship, current recruits were 1 year old. The 2004. It's a long time ago in college football, right? Even on the basketball side, right? I know UCLA ended up in this, and then more than they need to send USC a gift basket for including them in this. You know, their basketball program, and I get it, it's a blue blood, right? It's one of the better ones of all time. They've won one championship since 1975. They've made only five Final Fours since 1975, since John Wooden left. And I think, you know, the LA market obviously is huge for the Big Ten. They're able to secure that. But, you know, USC and UCLA complaining that they didn't get enough, you know, love from the Pac-12 conference. Well, you didn't deserve it. You guys weren't winning at the level. And if you were winning at the level that blue bloods win at in football and basketball, this might never happen, right? But nonetheless, it's happened. And now we're looking at the conference. You know, I know people, you know, Twitter, of course, oh, who cares about the Pac-12 conference? A lot of people watch the Pac-12 conference, okay? Like, let's not pretend that, like, no one watches it. It's done. Like, it's done. It's going to be over. There's so many other things in play here about why this is going to happen. You know, the presidents of the Pac-12 conference, I think, just didn't anticipate this. They had a bad TV deal. And now we're looking at a situation where you really have a couple options, Jason, if you're out west. You can either merge with the Big 12 as a conglomerate, right? So now you have kind of this Big 12 super conference, Pac-12 super conference. You have the you know, the Big 10 and the SEC. The ACC probably gets absorbed in some parts by both those conferences. Now you have these three major conferences. But I just don't know how – I don't know how, you know, without the LA market, a TV deal just is not going to be as good. It's not a good situation, man. And then the one wild card in this is what Oregon does, right? This is why I was almost so sad when we talked yesterday, or excuse me, on Friday, is because, like, Oregon has done everything they can the last 25 years to become this national brand. And they are a national brand. But they play in a small TV market. And it feels like everything Oregon's done to build up this brand does not matter because they play in Eugene,
right,
and not in Los Angeles. And it's frustrating as an Oregon fan. Oregon does not bring in enough TV value because of their market. Not because people watch Oregon play. They're the most watched team on the West Coast. And maybe that's because USC's been down. But nonetheless, the most watched team. They're more valuable brand than USC is at the moment. Way more than UCLA. But nonetheless, like, Oregon and Washington are, their value's not enough for the Big Ten to be like, hey, we want them and they're not going to lower our TV deal. And they're way too valuable to stay in, like, the Big 12 Pac-12 merger thing, right? Like they're kind of in no man's land right now. So a lot of moving parts, man. It's sad because this conference has been around for 100 years. And yeah, you can make fun of it. I get it. People want to make fun of the Pac-12 conference. They win a lot. And I know they don't win so much in football and basketball, but like there's a rich tradition of winning in Olympic sports, winning in the academia, putting incredible pros out in both basketball and football. And it's just sad to see this conference blown up in one offseason.
Yeah, the college sports that we have come to know just feels different. I don't want to suggest it because I know they've already said, you know, USC, UCLA will continue and all these other things will continue and all this. But as it gets more and more complicated, some schools are going to be left behind. And then you look at the Pac-12, and Pac-12 was like the last bastion of, hey, the region of the country matters. Like, it still sort of made sense. Now, yeah. You go back and you look at the Big Ten. I heard Bernie Fratto say this over the weekend on these FSR airways. As a matter of fact, I think he said it to us on mine and Torres' show on Saturday night, that Big Ten, you go back and you're like, why in the world do you want Maryland? Well, you want Maryland because you want a D.C. television market. Why in the world would you want Rutgers? Well, you want a New York television market.
Yep.
These television markets and where they're located plays a lot into this. So the Big Ten now adds Los Angeles to that. That's a big-time deal, and it's huge. Big for all the rest of their universities on top of it. The thing that's most fascinating to me is the stories of, well, who could the Pac-12 then go to get to replace them if indeed they didn't just try to join up with the Big 12
or nothing,
a couple
nothing.
Of these. It's like Fresno State and Boise State. It's like, that sounds nice, but you can't go from USC to Fresno State. I'm sorry.
If we're looking at this again through the lens of TV contracts, right? Because again, what makes this so fascinating right now, and I'll get to the Pac-12 back in a second, is that we have, okay, so the Big Ten's negotiating a new contract, right, for 2024, okay? Mm-hmm. The Pac-12, at the same time, is negotiating a contract for 2024. The ACC has one through 2036. The SEC just did theirs, right? So did the ACC, but the SEC just did theirs with Oklahoma and Texas. I think it starts up again in 20. There's a new deal, but includes Oklahoma and Texas, obviously, coming there. And I don't know what the Big 12 status is. But what makes this so fascinating is, again, like the Big Ten is trying to acquire assets at this moment before the new TV deal, right? Because once it kicks in, then obviously if a team comes and joins, the value that everyone gets paid lowers, right? Because they have more assets with the same amount of money that everyone gets less payout. So trying to all get this done now, and that's why the Pac-12 is in a tough spot, because if you are going to negotiate a new TV deal, adding Fresno, UNLV, Boise, whoever you add, San Diego State, is not going to increase the value of that TV deal. And so the rest of the teams in the conference are looking around saying, well, if I'm Oregon or Washington, do I go to the Big Ten? You mentioned Maryland and Rutgers. They took less money to go to the Big Ten, but the less money was more than they were getting in the ACC. So if you're Oregon or Washington, let's say right now the reports are $100 million per school in the Big 12 with Big 10. These conferences are now, it's 16 teams.
Well, the names are going to have to change, Jeff. Like, something's got to change because none of this makes any sense anymore.
So, you know, adding UCLA and USC, you get $100 million per team in the new deal. Let's just make it an easy number. Adding Oregon and Washington is not equivalent to $100 million per team. These are the reports. And that, therefore, each team would have to take $6 million less to add Oregon and Washington. Everyone has an equal share. Well, if I'm Oregon or Washington, I say, you know what? We'll take less. We'll take $80 million a year, 75. That's $50 million more than you get in the Pac-12 right now. And we'll join your conference, and we won't take a full share. Oregon isn't, you know, Oregon has money. That's not the problem at Oregon. We'll take a full share, quarter share, whatever, half a share, whatever, until 5 years later, then we'll take a full share. Instead of staying out west and taking less money or forming this Pac-12, Big 12 merger thing, like you kind of just take the money you can get now, I think, and figure it out later, because, again, TV networks are driving this expansion. And so the Pac-12, again, is in a very tough spot. If you notice I noticed this, I had to cover it. I just landed back in Charlotte on Thursday. I was at New Orleans. And I get this happened Thursday at 1:30. I get a call from my boss. Hey, can you do, I did 4 hours of radio. I did another three on Friday covering all this. It's just wild. But TV networks are driving all this expansion, right? And so, again, if you're the Pac-12, how do you make this work? And the answer is you don't. Every team's out for themselves. And if you notice in the statements put out, I've read all these statements on the air, every school that's put out a statement out west has mentioned themselves basically looking out for themselves first. Like we're committed to the Pac-12, but also we're looking out for what's best in our best interest. Oddly enough, though, two schools haven't put out statements at all, Oregon and Stanford, and those are the two schools looked at as possibly joining the Big Ten. Jason, it's kind of wild. Every other Pac-12 school has a statement out. Oregon and Stanford have said absolutely nothing since Thursday. Like not even off the record state, nothing. Not the dead silence from them. And so I wonder if there's a little bit of like, you know, just kind of keeping quiet as they work things out. But everyone's out for their own because they can't – there's no loyalty anymore. The two schools that left are founding members of the Pac-12 Conference. They've been in the PCC since 1920s. They're two schools, I think, that no one would have thought this was even possible. And it happened now. And if you look around the landscape and you're Oregon, Washington, you're Arizona, you're Utah, you're Arizona State, you're Colorado, the Big 12 comes calling, the Big 10 comes calling. Why are you staying in the Pac-12 Conference? There's no loyalty anymore. Like you're gone. And so it's sad, man. It's a bummer. But the Pac-12, unfortunately, kind of did this to themselves with some bad decision-making. We kind of lack a caring about athletics in a major way at times. Bad TV deal. And again, USC, it's funny. They have a new athletic director. Mike Bone has been there about 2 years. He's done a fabulous job. He deserves all the credit for hiring Lincoln Riley, for changing all the culture at USC, because for a long time it was more about, you know, oh, we're USC. We were good, you know, 15 years ago. We're just going to be good again because we're USC, right? That kind of that mindset of just kind of stagnation because we've been good in the past. And Mike Bone changed all that. But again, USC has not been good at football and has hurt the Pac-12 conference to where this happened, right? If they've been good for the last 10 years, it may happen, it may not, but the Pac-12 is in a better spot nationally because of that, because only so much Oregon can do. So it's we're at a point, Jason, now where every couple of minutes I look at Twitter, like, come on, give me an update. What's happened to Oregon? What's happened to Washington? Like, what's happened to the Big 12? It's a sad place to be, man.
So on the other side, we're going to keep talking about this, and I think this all goes to one point, and this isn't just this story. It's all these stories, and us even starting this hour kind of joking about what's usually talked about on July 4th on Sports Talk Radio. No games have been played, folks. Yeah, baseball games are being played. F1 races are happening. There's live golf out here with what's happening and all that kind of stuff. But, I mean, generally speaking, the sports that move the needle, none of them are being played right now. But sports has become 24/7, 365, every league. The NBA isn't being played right now, but it's arguably more interesting right now than when it was being played. The NFL is not going to be played for another couple of months. Have they ever been out of the news cycle this year? Because I don't think so. We haven't even talked about Deshaun Watson. There's so much to get to there. And then college sports, here we go with this. Whether it's NIL, whether it's transfer portal, whether it's coaches sniping one another in booster meetings and things like that or whatever, sports doesn't stop, and it's become where
it's exhausting.
It is exhausting.
It's so tiring. You're like, I just want to take a deep breath. This is the summer. It's supposed to be like nothing happening. It's exhausting.
Yeah, man, I'm supposed to be able to talk about Top Gun for 10 minutes, and we can't.
Top Gun was so good.
Yes, it was.
It's the first movie I've seen in a theater, I think, post like pandemic. I saw Uncut Gems. That was, I think, right before the pandemic started, right? And oh my God, it was like you knew what was going to happen, and it was still so great. You're like, you knew everything was going to happen, and it was like the greatest thing ever. It was unbelievable. Yeah. You're like, shoot down that Generation 5 MiG. Go ahead.
The fact that they just didn't overthink it. And just be like, hey, what do people want from this movie? We're going to give them all of that, and it's going to go down as one of the best sequels
and
ever.
Basically, like Star Wars. It was Star Wars. That's what it was. It was great. I loved it.
It was just as good as everybody says it is. If you haven't seen it, what the hell are you doing? It's July 4th. It's just like one of those.
You're like, you sit in the theater, and like at the end, you're like, heck yes, it happened. It did everything.
Everybody's walking out
high
fiving strangers. Yes. That doesn't happen in movies these days.
It's so silly. Like the stuff that happens that movie, you're like, yeah, we know it doesn't actually happen like that. Who cares?
Yeah, that's right. This is completely implausible.
like the whole thing about it's Star Wars, right? So it's a run to kill the Death Star, right? That's basically the same thing. And like you're like, They're like, we need three miracles. And you're like, they all happen. Wow, what a surprise.
Matter of fact, we're going to need three miracles. And how about a fourth that you weren't planning? We're going to do that too. And then there's going to be an embrace at the end. We'll come back. We'll talk more about all of this. Top Gun may come back up. There's bells sounding out in Sherman Oaks because they're all fans. We're all fans of this. But we'll come back. Notre Dame. We haven't talked about Notre Dame and how they fit in. So we'll do that as well. It's Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Jeff Schwartz and Jason Martin in for the guys here on Fox Sports Radio.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Come on, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. For example, I needed to get my alternator checked. Guess where I went last night? I went to O'Reilly. Of course I did. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. And the team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, just like they did for me, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, they're friendly. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game, pull off some bank heists, and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone anytime with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards. Make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bredestein tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
The Dollar Shave Club six-blade razor brings noticeably smooth shaves with six stainless steel blades for swift hair removal and a lubricating strip that keeps things smooth. Dollar Shave Club razors are sold at dollarshaveclub.com or in stores.
Make sure that strip is lubricated, folks. It is July the 4th here on Fox Sports Radio. Two Pros and a Cup of Joe. They'll be back tomorrow. Jonas, Brady, LeVar. Happy 4th to them and their families. Jeff Schwartz and me. Jason Martin in. So we talked a lot there about the Pac-12 in the first segment of this hour and whatever the Pac-12 is going to be going forward. We didn't talk about Notre Dame yet.
Yeah.
They're the sort of the biggest piece. I'm paying attention closely as somebody that grew up in the ACC, basically grew up in ACC territory. First school I attended was NC State. ACC ceased to be the ACC years back to me, but I was watching that conference and growing up, watching those games on Raycom and Jefferson Pilot before Florida State was even in the ACC. So I've been around for a while when it comes to that conference. And you can see, and I think we've even kind of already sort of heard this, a lot of these schools are looking at the grant of rights and seeing whether or not they can get out. Yeah. The ACC is in trouble as well. They are in big-time trouble because there are schools that see this money, and that's the deal. Like, I asked you on Friday, Jeff, about UCLA, and because I had not seen the LA Times piece about them being $100 million in debt, which just kind of blew me away. And that's it wasn't just the pandemic. A large part of this, and I'm wondering how widespread this is for some universities that have made bad coaching hires, the buyout situation and what that does to an athletic department.
Well, an athletic department doesn't make money. I mean, like, if you are, you know, if you have two things, it's athletic department doesn't make as much money, but also if you don't have that kind of influential big booster base, which UCLA has some, right? Like Casey Wasserman has paid for new facilities, but they don't have this like large amount of boosters that are so fired up about football, they're paying the buyouts, right? Like, you know, if you go to an SEC school and someone gets fired, you might have two boosters that pay that buyout for you, right? And they don't, UCLA doesn't have that. So it falls on the athletic department to have to do that. I feel bad for like NC State, man. Like, they're kind of like, there's some schools that are really good and have a long history of sports. You know, not maybe not championship sports, but just quality programs. They're going to be left out in this new realignment. Notre Dame, as you mentioned, is the first domino now that has to fall, right? And there's two options for them. There's really three. One is they stay independent, which feels increasingly unlikely and financially foolish, right?
What's the NBC? Do you know this? NBC deal? What are they getting annually from their NBC contract?
I don't know that, but the it's only for football because the rest of their teams compete in the ACC.
Right.
They're not part of the grant of rights because their football program's not in the ACC. And NBC obviously has their football coverage, but a lot of their games last year were just streamed. They weren't even on NBC.
That's right.
They were on Peacock or their streaming platform. I think it's Peacock, right? It's their only streaming platform they have now. I think it's for a couple more years, and what I would guess is that if they decide to go to either one of those conferences, ACC or the Big Ten, part of that would have to be a deal with NBC about cutting them, giving them some games, right, and keeping that contract still going. So the two other options besides staying independent, which feels increasingly foolish to do so, is the ACC or the Big Ten. But you mentioned the ACC. So right now the ACC has a television contract with ESPN through 2036. It's a great deal for ESPN. And if you go to the the ACC, ESPN's not redoing the deal because Notre Dame is there.
Well, their rights are what, $36 million a year is what universities are getting?
Why would they redo the deal? That makes no sense. ESPN has the leverage here. So now it goes from 36 a year, I don't want to do the math, to 30 a year, right, because you had Notre Dame in there. And this is why the Big Ten is so attractive to Notre Dame. First of all, it's in the Midwest, which is where they are as well. But they don't have the TV deal right now. So if you add Notre Dame, and the reports are $100 million per team, so $1.4 billion, right, basically per year for this NBC, for the new Fox deal for the Big Ten. Well, now if you add in Notre Dame, maybe it's now $110 million per team, $120 million per team, right? And that's probably a little on the high end. But nonetheless, my point is that Notre Dame entering the Big Ten now, before their TV deal, allows the conference to negotiate for more money. If Notre Dame waits, they stay independent, and they wait to join the Big Ten at a different point, that ability to negotiate a bigger TV cut is no longer there. You've locked your price in without Notre Dame. And so they understand that they have to do, I think they understand this now. Like, it's now or never, right? Either you join a conference now or you don't. The wild card, I guess, is the SEC comes calling, which feels unlikely, but it's certainly possible. SEC comes calling and wants Notre Dame to be part of their conference. The reason why this is important for the Pac-12 conference is because Notre Dame going or not going to the Big Ten has implications most likely out west. So if the Big Ten adds Notre Dame, they have 17 teams, including the two LA teams. It feels very likely they're going to go to 20 if that's the case, right? And so who are the three teams that are left? Well, the best brand still left is Oregon. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean they make the most money for Fox, right? You look at Georgia Tech in Atlanta. Look at North Carolina and the Carolinas. And so there's a couple other teams here, Washington and Seattle, that are waiting for Notre Dame to make a decision before they can decide what they're doing. Stanford as well in the Bay Area, even though it's so funny about how this TV stuff works, right? Because no one watches Stanford. No one cares about them in the
Just
Bay Area.
Just like Rutgers. It's the same thing with Rutgers.
And even like UCLA, I'm a Bruin. My parents are Bruin alums. Watch UCLA. I don't know. Probably not. Probably more people in LA are watching Oregon play than the Bruins. But they're in the market that they can sell. Okay, because there's just more TVs there, right? And so if you're the Big Ten and you're saying, okay, we're going to beat X amount of households. I mean, there's just more households in the Bay Area and Los Angeles. They might not even watch Big Ten Network, but it's part of their package, right? It's just more packages to be sold in those big cities. And so a lot of teams are waiting because if Notre Dame says, no, we're joining the ACC conference, well, the Big Ten can say, you know what, we're sticking at 16 teams. We're not taking any more. And then obviously you have to scramble to figure out where these teams are going. In the meantime, the SEC could say, hey, you know what, Clemson, Miami, North Carolina, Florida State, come to us. We have to break your grant of rights deal. I get that, but maybe it's worth paying $100 million to leave to make over that amount back, obviously, in the next couple of years. So there's a lot of moving parts, but it has to happen first with Notre Dame. I think they know that, Jason, and I think they will decide soon. And they've changed, man. With Brian Kelly gone now, they're spending a lot of money in recruiting. NILs and collect, like they're kind of like in the game now, where I don't think they've been in the past at quite the same financial level on the football side, especially. I think they're ready to like not play big boy football because they have been, but like join a conference now, like accept the reality that being independent doesn't really help them in the end. Join a conference, keep spending the money on football, and you know, moving forward, you become kind of a big dog in a conference.
I mean, it made them special for a while to be independent. It made them feel special, but now it's not as special. Now the conference idea actually not just has legs, but financially it just makes a lot more sense. And as you said, and I didn't think about this until you said it, it makes sense to do it now as opposed to not being part of whatever gets renegotiated.
Yes.
Now's the time to strike, and it would make the most sense to try and land Notre Dame as fast as humanly possible. It feels like the Big Ten makes the most sense. Like the SEC, that's just a weird fit. But again, geographically. Exactly. What's their nearest? Their nearest travel's like 1,500 miles as it is right now.
My favorite thing I saw this past week was the distance that it takes to travel from Los Angeles to Rutgers, to Newark, right, to New Jersey, is the same distance it takes to fly from Newark to Reykjavik, Iceland.
Well, does Iceland have a decent football program? We need to find out.
So it's just, you know, and this is why I think that the Big Ten almost has to add West Coast teams, because you don't want USC, I think, having and UCLA having to travel so much in the Olympic sports. Like, okay, football's fine, right? You fly, you'll have five or six games a year. We have to fly a bunch. You fly first, you know, not first class, but you charter a plane and you'll be fine. But what about the Olympic sports? You're not chartering a plane for your women's volleyball team, right? And you're then flying them. What are you doing? You fly to Nebraska, then you go to play Rutgers in Maryland, you fly home. It's a lot for those teams. It would be easier if they could have, you know, 4 to 8 conference games on the West Coast still. You play UCLA, you play Stanford, you play Oregon, you play Washington. And geographically, it makes more sense, I think, to have some more of those teams in the region to just make travel and your stretch even further.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Jeff, yeah, the USFL championship was yesterday. I'm happy. I was happy to see him celebrating. I just saw the highlights pop up on the screen in front of me. We got to stop it with the spring football. Like, every time everybody gets excited and 2 weeks into it, it's a wrap. I wasn't excited from the beginning because I knew better, because we've seen this movie about a trillion times before. I'm glad these guys still have an opportunity to chase their dreams, but you just can't watch the opening act after you've come to a concert and seen, you know, whoever it is, the artist is that you paid to see. You're not waiting for the opening act after the fact. And that's the biggest problem, is once you've seen the NFL and college football, and then they say, hey, go watch this football league with people you've never heard of before.
Yeah.
That's very difficult.
Well, year two is renewed, buddy. It's coming back for year two.
Well, I mean, I'm not suggesting that they won't continue to try. I'm just suggesting, do you know anyone that watched USFL football this year on a regular basis?
As an employee of Fox Sports, I watched the USFL this past year. No, I wrote a weekly article on gambling. I hit my pick last night. So, the good football last night wasn't bad. I watched a little bit last night. Like, it was not bad. But I think with all spring leagues, the concern, that the issue, not even concern, but the kind of issue that I have is I spend so much time from September to February watching football that I cannot sell my family on watching more football in the spring. Like, that's part of it. Like, last night I had it on. We had some friends over, as I mentioned. Like, it just was on in the background. I wasn't, like, watching it in the bedroom while my wife asked me to turn it off. Like, and just, I'd be like, oh, 5 more minutes, the game is ending soon. Like, it, you know, I'm not doing that. But the good football wasn't bad. The bad football, there was some bad teams. It was pretty bad for the bad teams. And we'll see what happens in year two. They're going to expand, I think, past Birmingham as far as the city they play in this next season. And the Stallions were good. They were 11. They were ended up being 11-1. So the good team won the championship last night.
Well, yeah, again, there's a difference, and I'll make this clear. It's the difference between rooting for them to fail, which I absolutely do not. I'd love to see it work, and just not really believing in the concept behind it. I think the biggest sort of misnomer and the biggest myth in sports is that we don't have enough football, because I think we do. I think we like the time that we get. It's the shortest season, but it also seems like it means more. Both those leagues mean more because, the NBA playoffs went for about as long as the college football season.
Well, there's just less games in football, so I feel like they mean more.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you get – and they do mean more because they're a bigger percentage of the pie. But the spring football thing, it's just – it's hard to sell people at that point in time. And I agree, yeah. Eventually, you do have a family. Speaking of which, my daughter walked yesterday.
I saw that. You sent me the video. That's a lot of fun. How long did it take her, like – to get, it takes like a month or two for my daughter to go from, like, standing to sort of, like, almost walking to walking.
Well, what she has not done yet is, like, just start walking on her own. Like, we still have to encourage it. And there have been a couple of other smatterings where she's done a few steps. But yesterday was the first time around the pool at my in-laws for the 4th, where she literally just, I would just say, hey, start walking. And she'd walk the entire length, and I'd move her back, and then she would do it again. Like, I was treating her kind of like a toy. And everybody was just sitting there watching her, and she kept on doing it. She did it with shoes on. She did it without shoes. Now, I am fascinated to see what today looks like, because
she's just off and running now. It's so
I want to see what happens today. I am very interested.
I hated the crawling stage. I'm so glad when my kids started walking.
I want to talk more about that, the crawling stage, now that I actually have some relevance.
It's terrible, right? It sucks.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. So I was listening to Eddie Garcia, and he mentioned Mike Trout, and I was just like, Mike Trout, man. Mike Trout's just going to go through his whole career and be talked about amongst the greatest of all time and never win squat. They're 37-44. They are 15 and a half
baseball
games back.
On the same team.
And it doesn't matter.
Yes.
It just does not matter. It's like Bradley Beal. We can pretty much not care about Bradley Beal going forward. Like, great dude, great player, not going to win. Took the money, took a lot of money. That's fine. But he's going to go through his whole career and not really ever be relevant on the basketball level. And the same thing seems like it's true of Mike Trout, and it's an even bigger deal there because some people argue Trout's as good as has ever played baseball. Yeah, we'll come back. We'll talk about kids because it is July the 4th. It is Jay Martin, Jeff Schwartz in for the guys here. Two Pros and a Cup of Joe on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Come on, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. For example, I needed to get my alternator checked. Guess where I went last night? I went to O'Reilly. Of course I did. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. And the team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, just like they did for me, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, they're friendly. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game, pull off some bank heists, and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right, the smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards, make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
The Dollar Shave Club's six-blade razor brings noticeably smooth shaves with six stainless steel blades for swift hair removal and a lubricating strip that keeps things smooth. Dollar Shave Club razors are sold at dollarshaveclub.com or in stores.
What's happening? Finishing up the second hour. Still got one more to go. It's Jeff Schwartz, Jason Martin in for the guys. They'll be back tomorrow. It's July the 4th. I don't know where you are. It's hot here. I think our heat index is going to hit 110 midweek here in Nashville. the summer increasingly is one that I want to see come to an end faster, even though I'd like, you know, you like the sunlight, you like being able to do things, you like being out there with your kids, but at the same time, my gosh, it's enough with the heat already. Once you get to the fall, you get two things back. You get temperatures that are a little bit more pleasant and tenable on a day-to-day basis. You're not sweating in your car, sitting in traffic, and you get football back. We're going to talk plenty of football in the third hour. Deshaun Watson, some other things going around the NFL as well. But so, yeah, my daughter walked yesterday at the pool at my in-law's house, and she had done this a little bit here and there. So it's not like it was the first steps I'd seen her take, but it was still probably within the first 25 steps I'd seen her take, and none for any kind of – it would always be like one stretch where she'd do five or six steps, and then that'd be about it. Yeah. And then she wouldn't do it again for a week. So I don't know if that, like, classified as anything. Yesterday was a little bit different, Jeff. And as you mentioned before the break, crawling stage. What's your biggest problem with the crawling stage?
Kids finding things on the ground I did not know existed on the ground. And the stealthiness of it. Like, they would just, like, be gone out the room and you wouldn't even hear them.
Yeah, that's the biggest problem. It's like when things get quiet and you look around and Clara Grace is not there, I'm like, wait a second, what's happened? Like, where is she? What has happened? I know we have not childproofed everything good enough to handle this.
And the walking phase is not that big of an issue as that, because you hear them, first of all. They typically are making noise as they're walking. They might be on a carpet, but they're kind of like, you know, emitting a little bit of that baby noise as they're walking. They're all excited, right? And they bang into, like, they hit the tables and stuff, right? Like, they bang on stuff. And so it just makes them, it's just easier, in my opinion. I just didn't like the crawling stage.
Did you guys childproof?
Yeah, like, I mean, we built our house, and the outlets, like, have, like, they're, you can't really poke anything in them. Like, that's the way they're made. Mm-hmm. So we didn't have to put covers on them. But, yeah, everything else, I mean, we had baby gates and on the stairs and stuff, and our tables, and, you know, didn't have sharp edges on them. Like, we made sure to not do that. I don't really know what else there is to baby proof.
I mean, there's, like, you know, there's a lot of drawers and
we had magnetic locks on the stuff. Yeah, we had.
I gotta find some I trust. Like, we haven't done that yet, and it's because all of them. Like, I don't want to drill into furniture or drill into parts of this house. I know we're probably leaving here in a couple of years.
Yeah,
and so I don't really want to do all that.
I forget what we did. One of our houses, we didn't. We just legit put like old school, like the knob locks on there. Just kind of like lock in and just so the kids can open stuff.
Yeah. Like, I mean, like below I know we're out here in two years.
Like below the sink and stuff. Like just like old school, like it didn't look pretty, but like it worked.
Yeah.
type of thing. Yeah.
Basically, we're Kevin Durant, though.
What?
In 2 years.
Yeah.
I mean, we're basically Kevin Durant here. I know we're gone in 2 years.
you're playing your exit already. Yeah. Yeah, the walk it becomes a lot more fun as they start doing more and then, you know, they get the talking stage, obviously, which she's still a little bit of time away from. And just kind of every little phase they become more like adults, and then, you know, they start it's nice when they start understanding, you know, what you're saying as far as the emotions and whatnot, right? So it gets better and better, in my opinion. My kids will be 8 next week and 6 next week. So it just keeps getting better and better, man. I mean, look, my daughter is going to be 6. Like, she's basically 16. I mean, that part's hard, but it's going to be harder. But the rest of it, God, dude, it's wild, man. Everyone warns you when you have a daughter about these things, and you're like, my daughter will not be that. And it's like, no, they exactly. Like, she, like, dresses up for boys now, and she, like, when Alex has friends come over,
think about that.
When Alex has friends come over, my son has friends come over, she gets dressed up and says, I like Alex's tall friends.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not ready for that just yet.
You have about 3 years left for that, 4 years left, yeah.
I don't know how much time left. Speaking of time left, I don't know how much time left we will have before Deshaun Watson plays football, but we're going to try. You know, how about that segue? I have no idea how you get from one to the other, but we're going to try and discuss that as best we can as we move into hour three of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. That's coming up next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast.
No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game, pull off some bank heists, and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards, make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play.